For reasons known to but a few, the Average Network takes you to the Batcave of Count Richard Cheney, the evil vampire, at the heart of the Bush administration. Deep beneath the streets of the nation's capital, a meeting will soon take place as the president and his team prepare to campaign for their second term. This is episode 49 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
Our carefully wrought plans, Henry. All for nothing. Doomed.
Richard, calm down. Rumsfeld, take me out of my head box, please.
Here you are, Dr. Henry.
Thank you. Richard, we both knew that dealing with a lazy but greedy intellect would cause problems.
Maybe if we'd recruited his brother, Masters. No, Donald. Jeb must prove himself in Florida.
I didn't mean we allow. Jeb. What of the other one?
Neil Bush? Don't be absurd, Rumsfeld.
No, Donald, we wouldn't dare. After the mess that Neil made of Silverado savings and loan, even Rupert Murdoch wouldn't trust him.
I think he's still wanted on a bench warrant in Colorado. If we were that desperate, we could always get Dan Quayle. He'll do almost anything.
We could never get him past the press a second time, Henry. He was nearly perfect, though, in his way. If anything, he had even less curiosity than George.
Rumsfeld.
Yes, Dr. Kissinger?
Check the periscope. George should be here soon. Who is coming with him?
I thought it best to make it informal. Ashcroft, Michael Powell, Tom Ridge, Andy Card. We have our policy meeting next week. In between, of course, we have our Iraq Mideast meeting with Chalabi, Pachechi, the sultans of Brunei and Dubai, some of our arms merchants, and if he's a good boy, we'll invite Ariel.
Don't bother with Sharon. The corruption investigation is continuing, and he's 5'7 and weighs 422.
You're sticking by your guess? May 17th, 4 p.m. is rainy time?
Massive coronary, Richard. I have it calculated to the second. I even gave him his personal chef, just to be sure. Then Bibi Netanyahu will become so excited he will explode around 4:18 p.m. It should work. You know how hard I calculate.
I know. Ah, Donald.
Masters, they're coming. Watch the screen.
Where's we going, George? Whistle along here, Ashcroft. Dick said the Rumpus Cavern.
I don't know why Count Cheney can't use the residence. I think it'd be perfect for a vampire. It certainly scares me.
Mike, quit eating stuff you find on the ground. You
don't I suppose we must be grateful that the taxpayers don't know.
If the public knew, they'd simply make a television program of it, Henry. What did Ben Franklin say? If we aren't careful, we will almost certainly get the government that we deserve.
You were there. You should know.
Here they is.
Hi.
Rumsfeld.
Mr. President. Whatever.
Count Cheney. Hello, Don.
This place is weird and it smells funny.
Well, make yourselves comfortable. Donald, refreshments?
These are very old, rare sodas. I stole them from Strom Thurmond's old office. Along with these bags of nuts and some old Spam and Velveeta chunks.
Excellent. Thank you, Donald. Thanks anyway, Don.
These peanuts are fuzzy.
Some of them's moving.
All of you, shut up. Donald, pass out the pamphlets.
Here you are, Mr. President. Here you are. Here, John. Have you learned to read yet, Michael?
My dad's a general.
Never mind.
These are your instructions for the opening of the campaign, George. If I hear of you listening to Ed Gillespie again, you'll be in serious trouble.
He's head of the RNC, Henry.
George, you're the president. He works for you. But he is your tech dog, you see.
Beyond that, you need pay him no attention. He will do what he does. You must obey orders, George, as though your life depends upon it.
And it just might.
Huh.
Andrew?
Yes, doctor?
You will have to watch George very carefully. Make sure he stays on script. Our numbers are extremely delicate, enough so that if anything more slips
out... You mean like those pictures of Andy and those chickens for that weird magazine?
Yes, like those pictures.
I was just a crazy college kid. Oh, dear.
You were 34. The chickens were underage.
My mission something an attorney general ought to know?
Usually.
Nothing urgent, John. For now.
Oh, my.
Ridge.
I didn't do it.
No one said you did. We need, I think it's on page 17, we need you should actually spend some money on some real security for a change.
This is a comic book.
Oh, my mistake. Here, Mr. President. Here, Secretary.
Hey, this is a comic book.
I told you he'd like it, Henry. Thomas, hurry some inspectors through training and make a show of cargo inspections at the big ports. And I think people have stopped noticing the Flight 323 disruptions.
Yes, let's disrupt some more French flights.
Why do you hate the French so much?
They tried to burn him at the stake in 1821.
Well, that wasn't very nice of them, was it?
They were extremely rude. It isn't as though I'd killed many of them. Well, shall we tell Michael his task?
I'm afraid we shall have to. He's almost finished coloring his book.
He ain't gonna finish it never nohow. He's gonna knit burnt sienna, forest green, and copper.
I'm saving the other two shiny ones for dessert. Whoops.
Michael, pay attention.
Okay, you got big teeth like my dog Millard.
Splendid. Michael, dear boy, we need you to start levying your new fines.
Does that mean people gotta pay me?
Yes. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Okay.
Quite. We need you to fine public radio stations in particular. College stations. The ones that will really feel a $275,000 fine. Don't bother our TV friends just yet.
Okay.
Hey, I thought we was going after breasticle-type stuff. Them public stations ain't got no money.
Your point, Ashcroft?
You see, John, the public and college radio stations, and a few of the newspapers, are the only real liberal media left.
We've managed to eliminate most of them.
We can fine the others into receivership. Soon, there will be no dissenting voices left, and we shall be able to work more openly when our friends control all the media everywhere.
And I get my own cable channel, huh?
After we've disbanded the FCC, I've signed documents from Rupert Murdoch and Sumner Redstone that all broadcast and cable media shall return to 1954 broadcasting standards.
Then we can proceed to destroy all memory of those nasty old 60s and 70s.
Wow, hardly remember none of that.
There are some benefits to strong drink. They were very troublesome decades. George, you have two vital tasks for the next several weeks. At some times you will look hurt and concerned.
Why, Will,
perfect. At others, you must look tough and resolute.
Well, I can do that.
Not with that face. You look nauseous.
Oh, dear.
Why don't feel so good? Oh.
Well, I told you not to eat nothing Rumsfeld tries to give you.
He ate all of those nuts.
They were squishy.
Donald, hat box.
Ah. Oh, dear. This isn't going at all
Thomas,
well.
Thomas, quickly!
Here, Mike, slip into this biosuit.
Meeting adjourned. George, study your comic book. Remember, Iraq was a good idea. Donald, turn up the air conditioning.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, episode 49, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrities everywhere are impersonations, and ours are no different no matter what the Board of Health chooses to believe. This is Pablo T-Flies, still not running for President of the Average Network, asking you to stay tuned!